Good morning. My name is Mrs. De La Fuente, and I'm going to continue doing the writing and the reading process. So today we're going to start off with video 25, the writing essays. So this is how to write an essay. Now we have gone over how to write a paragraph, how to write sentences, combine sentences, and now and write paragraphs. So now we're going to write an essay. An essay answers a question. So when you're going to high school, some teachers might ask you to read something and then write an essay on it. Or they might give you a question to write an essay on this. So students can write a list of ideas or use a graphic organizer. In an essay, you need an introduction, like an attention grabber. Then you need a thesis statement and a preview of what your topic is about. You need the body and some reasons, and then a conclusion that relates back to your thesis. So we're going to go through the process. And then at the end, you're going to plan one to do on your own. Okay, how to choose a topic. Students need to choose a topic. What are you going to write about? Here are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different prompts that you can choose from. So when you write your essay on your own, you can choose from here, or you can choose your own topic. The first one, should people trust their instincts? Second, should boys and girls be in separate classes? The third prompt, should students start later in the morning? The fourth one, should students use uniforms at school? And the last one, everyone has a favorite holiday. Explain what is your favorite holiday and why. So you would give reasons of to agree or not agree. How to write an essay. When starting your introduction, keep in mind that you can always change or write a new introduction or change your thesis statement. Now, sometimes when you're writing your essay, you start with a attention grabber and then you write your thesis statement, but then you start writing your body and you give your reasons, and then later on your thesis statement doesn't match. You can go back and change your thesis statement. You can change your attention grabber before you write the final draft. Always look back to see if what you're writing flows. It has to flow. How to choose an attention grabber. Student needs to write an introduction which includes with an attention grabber, thesis statement, and a preview. So an attention grabber can be in the form of a question. You might ask at the beginning of your essay a question. Anecdotes is a short story. You can start it with a small short story, then add your thesis statement. A quotation from someone. You might have read a book that you remember some author that said something, and you can write that quotation in there and then write your thesis statement. A fact or statistics. Again, you might remember an author saying something about a certain fact or statistics, you can say, this author said this, and then write that, and then write your thesis statement. So you always try to begin your essay so people will want to read it. So make it exciting at the beginning. These are why we call attention grabbers, that as soon as someone receives your essay, oh, this is interesting. Let me finish reading it. A question, did you ever wake up and think everything would go wrong for you? That would be an attention grabber. an antidote. One day I woke up thinking there was something strange that was going to happen. A quotation, I told my mom, I don't want to go to school. I feel weird today. A fact or statistics, there have been reports of train wrecks on television. So that's a fact or statistic, okay? So going back to our prompts, I'm going to choose a prompt so we can work together on it, okay? So I've decided to choose, should people trust their instincts? So let's go back to this one here, an attention grabber. I've written some of these to match the instincts. Now, an instinct is something that you feel is going to happen. Like if you go, if you decide, your husband tells you, oh, let's go to the movies. And then you get this feeling, I don't think we should go out today because it's been raining and something might happen. That's an instinct. You're feeling something's going to happen. So what I want to do is choose one of these attention grabbers, and I've decided I'm going to choose an antidote. One day I woke up thinking there was something strange that was going to happen for my instinct. So I have chosen my prompt, should people trust their instincts, and then I have chosen my attention grabber. One day I woke up thinking there was something strange that was going to happen. So I've done two things. This is how you plan. I've already planned. I've chosen my topic on instincts. Now I chose my attention grabber. How to write a thesis statement. Now I want to write a thesis statement for that question. Should people trust their instincts? So, how to write a thesis statement. In the introduction, students need to include a thesis statement. Here's the prompt that I chose. Should people trust their instincts? A thesis statement answers the question asked from the prompt. So your thesis statement should answer this question. So down here, I wrote the question again, should people trust their instincts? This is my thesis statement. People should trust their instincts because of the knowledge they have gained by their experiences in their lives. That is my thesis statement. So it kind of answers this, but it doesn't give all the reasons. But we are going to get to those reasons right now. All you're doing on a thesis statement is answering your prompt, your question. Okay? So now I've chosen my topic. The planning stage is I've chosen my topic, should people trust their instincts? I've done my attention grabber. One day I woke up thinking there was something strange that was going to happen. Now I've written my thesis statement. People should trust their instincts because of the knowledge they have gained by their experiences in their lives. That's three things I've already done. That's the planning stage. And I'm taking it step by step. Okay? The next thing, how to write supporting reasons. Now, I need to have reasons why you should trust your instincts. Write supporting arguments for your paragraph. Make a list of your reasons and examples to defend your thesis statement. So if you say that people should trust their instincts, then you need to defend that. You need to write reasons why they should go with their instincts. But let's say you don't want to do that, you decided to go against that, people shouldn't trust their instincts, then you write reasons why they shouldn't trust their instincts. So, depending on which one you're going to choose, are you for instincts or against instincts, then those are the reasons you have to write to prove that. So, I wrote, their knowledge in life they have acquired, like examples that accidents or train wrecks. The experiences people get while living their lives, for example, getting a bad feeling. Now that's four. Okay? I've already done. I chose my topic. Should people trust their instincts? I've done my attention grabber. I have done my thesis statement, and I wrote the reasons to defend my thesis statement. Now, you have to write a conclusion. Students write a conclusion which restates the thesis statement. In other words, you're going to, when you wrote that thesis statement, now in the conclusion, you're going to kind of move it around and say it in a different way. In conclusion, I would like to say that following your instincts may help you decide what kind of day you may have, whether it is a good day or bad day for you. Okay, so that is the conclusion I wrote. Now, you combined all of these. You combined the topic you chose, the attention grabber, the thesis statement, your reasons and examples, and your conclusion. You combine all of them. First, I will select my attention grabber. Second, I will write my thesis statement. Third, I write my reasons on the body. And fourth, I write my conclusion. When you write your essay, be sure to make the sentences make sense. Use punctuation and complete sentences. Now, we've gone over writing complete sentences. We've gone over the different kinds of punctuation you can use. So, you need to apply that to your essay. How to write an essay, putting it together. Prompt, should people trust their instincts? Now, this is, I have put all my five that I planned together and I wrote this essay. So, let's see if I can find out which ones. Okay, one day I woke up thinking there was something strange that was going to happen. That's my attention grabber. Should I trust my instinct and not take the train to work today? The knowledge you have acquired in life and the experiences you get while living your life can give you very good instincts to use. That's my thesis statement. This is my reasons. The experiences people go through in their lives have helped them not make mistakes. This is where your instincts can come in handy. People have instincts to help them decide if it is right for them to do. An example would be when you're about to take a ride on a train, you might get a feeling that you shouldn't get on the train because you have seen train wrecks. The knowledge you have that there can be train wrecks is what you would call a life experience. Knowing that train wrecks are shown on the news or watching a movie of a train wreck can give you instincts of not wanting to get on a train. You may get the feeling that something might happen to you. So, in conclusion, now I've done my reasons, now this is my conclusion. In conclusion, so I would like to say that following your instincts may help you decide what kind of day you may have, whether it's a good day or a bad day. So that is my essay. I have planned it and I have put it together. You have to write complete sentences when you're doing this. And if you noticed, I did write complete sentences, so I added more to my reasons to make them complete sentences. Now you're write a short essay. When writing an essay, take your time. Essay writing doesn't take 5 minutes to write. So you have to plan it. You can rewrite, write it again, rewrite, write it again. You just make it so it sounds right to you. Have someone read your essay. Sometimes someone reading it can see something you don't see, and they might help you with it. When writing an essay, take your time. Collect all your information and refer to the slides. When starting your introduction, keep in mind that you can always change it and change your thesis statement if you need to. Okay? Remember that after you write it, if something doesn't sound right, you can always change it. Essay writing takes practice, so practice writing paragraphs and then practice essay writing. So, after going through the process of all the slides we went through in planning our essay, and I planned it, I wrote it, now it's your turn to do your own essay. Plan it first. Choose a topic. You may choose any of those other prompts and go back to the slides. You may choose any of these prompts to write about. Okay? Write an attention grabber. Go back to the slide where it shows you the different kinds of attention grabbers. Write your thesis statement. Remember, your thesis statement answers your questions, so write it here. Write the reasons for this topic. Write a couple of reasons you would like that. Now, these are small lines here, but remember, when you're writing your essay, you start adding more to make it a complete sentence. And then write your conclusion. Write your own essay. Put your plan together in paragraph form and write your essay. So now you will have to practice writing. You can use the prompts I gave or you can use other prompts. But you need to practice writing essays. Follow the steps I've given you.